Test tubes, are they the death of creationism?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the speakers at this summer's National Apologetics Conference near the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee.
I remember the time a team of scientists announced that they were going to use basic chemicals to start working on a project to create life in a test tube. Now, the report stated that they were going to start. You see, they hadn't actually achieved anything. Yet almost immediately after this report became public, our Answers in Genesis ministry received an email that said, "You stupid Christians, you're going to see, as soon as this happens, the credibility of belief in creation will be finished." End of quote. Besides the fact that scientists hadn't made life in a test tube, think about how absurd this man's accusation really was. If someone claimed that they created life in a test tube, would that prove evolution? Actually, it would only illustrate that it took intelligence from scientists to make life. Far from undermining biblical creation, this experiment would confirm, in the beginning, God created.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at the Scopes trial in 1925? Don't let Hollywood movies fool you. You need to read Dr. David Menton's excellent handbook on what really happened at this trial of the century. His 32-page handbook is yours when you make a donation of any size today. Call toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or get this wonderful Scopes Trial handbook on our website of answersoffer.org.